on Beis Amid Beis. Rav Elezer Omer Miyontif HaRishon Shulchag. Rav Elezer says that you start mentioning rain already on the first day of Sukkot. Iboyelu. Rav Elezer Meheicha Gomerlo. Where did Rav Elezer learn that you start mentioning rain on the first day of Sukkot? Mi lulav gomerlo, since lulav comes to be maratza on Gishamim, so therefore you should start mentioning rain already on the first day of Sukkot. And like we said, Rav Elezer holds that mentioning rain, even though it's a simin klal or not a simin bracha, is not a problem, because you can always mention rain as long as you don't ask for it. So since by lulav also, the idea of the lulav is to be maratza for a good rainfall. So since the lulav is on the first day, so the mention of rain is also on the first day of Sukkot. Oh, mi nisuch hamayim gomerla. Or does he learn it from nisuch hamayim? It says, what's it called? Why did the Torah command to pour water on the Mizbeach on Sukkot? In order that the rainfall should be blessed. So nisuch hamayim also has a connection to rain. So we mention it when we start nisuch hamayim. And the shayla of the Gemara is, according to Rabbi Elezer, when does nisuch hamayim start? Right. Does nisuch hamayim start already from the first day of Sukkot? Well, we'll see. Possibly it doesn't start on the first day. So if he holds that nisuch hamayim starts on the first day, and he holds that you mention rain the first day of Sukkot, he could have learned it from nisuch hamayim. But if he holds that nisuch hamayim doesn't start on the first day, then he learned it from lulav. That's the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? Milulav gomerla, malulav biyom afaskora biyom. Does he learn it from lulav, right? And he holds that nisuch hamayim did not start on the first day of Sukkot. Menela, you learn it from lulav. Lulav only starts in the daytime, so the haskara only is in the daytime. Odilma mi nisuch hamayim gomerla. Maybe he learned it from nisuch hamayim, and he holds that nisuch hamayim starts on the first day of Sukkot. But then, if you learn it from nisuch hamayim, ma nisuch hamayim me ursa, right? Just like nisuch hamayim can be at night, even though they normally brought the water with the Tamid Shel Shachar. But the halacha was that if you made the Nisachim at night, it was okay. And over here by Nisuch HaMayim, it could have been done the night before too. So the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim already started from the night before. So if he learned from Nisuch HaMayim, just like we are Maratza on the Gishomim, because of Nisuch HaMayim, so therefore you could already mention rain at night. You start Mashiv HaRuach at night of Yontif. The Omar Maru Minchosim is came afilu belayla afaskora miyursa. So if he learned it from nisuch hamayim, then lachari you start mentioning mashiv haruach already in Marif. Okay, let's see Rashi. Milulav gomerla shedom elulav shekashem sheiefsher leelu arba minim below gishamim. Right. One of the reasons for the arba minim is that these four minim can't exist without rain. Uboyin l'ratzos alamayim, and therefore we use them as a means to ask for rachamim that there should be rain. Can I bring the sukkah? Kachi efshel olam below mayim. Ma lulav biyom, shemaschilin litl biyom rishon, afaskora nomi biyom. Kolomer she'ein maskirin belayla yom tef harishon ad lamachar. If you learn it from lulav, so you start the askora in the daytime. Ma nisuch hamayim meyursa, keda ashkel mesechah sukkah, shemamalin hakli mayim lenisuch hamayim belayla. Right, you start the process of nisuch hamayim ready the night before. They went to fill up the kli that they were going to pour the water with at night. V'yesh svarim d'chsibahu d'omar mar minchosim eskeim b'layla. Shemakrivim ha'korvonis b'yom, yicholim lahovi ha'menochos v'nesochim b'layla. Afhai nisuch hamayim nomi yochol nasot b'layla. Just like other menochos and nesochim can be brought the night after, or nights after you bring the korban, this one you could bring, since it's not connected to a carbon dafka, you could bring it even the night before. Av haskara nami miursa, shebeleli yontif harishon, komer abelezer, shemaschilin hahashin kvurus gishamim. If he learned it from nisuch hamayim, then he should learn that you start saying mashiv haruach at night, the night of yontif. Toshma, to omer abavo, lo limda rabelazer, lo lomda rabelazer, elami luach. Right. And Chodam is what's it called? A braisa that says, Rabbi Vol said, that Rabbi Elezer learned it from lulav, meaning you don't start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach until the daytime. Ika diamre, Rabavo, Gemara Gomirla. Some say that Rabavo had a tradition like that, that he learned it from Ika diamre Masnisa Shmiele. And the others say he learned it from a Braisa. Mayi, what Braisa did he learn that Rabbi Lezer learned it from Lulav and not from Nisachamayim? The Tanya Me'imosai Maskirin Alak Shomin, Rabbi Lezer Omer Mishas Natilas Lulav. Right? Rabbi Lezer said the Feirish, from the time that you begin to take Lulav, which is the daytime of the first Yomtiv, that's when you start to say Mashavaruach. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishas Hanachasa. Rabbi Yeshua says from the time you put the Lulav down, meaning you finish the mitzvah of Lulav at the night, right? That's the finishing time when it becomes night of Shmini Atzeres. And Mamela, you start mentioning Mashiva Ruach on Shmini Atzeres. Om Rebbe Lezer, Hoel va'arbas minim halolu inim boim el l'ratos al amayim, k'shem sha'arba minim halolu I efshar bahem b'lo mayim, kach I efshar la'olam b'lo mayim. Right? And what's it, Rebbe Lezer explained why he learned it from Lulav, just like the arba minim come to ask for rachamim on water, just like they can't exist without water. The world can't exist without water, right? And therefore, when the time that we start taking lulav, that's when you start mentioning rain. Omer lo Rabbi Yeshua, v'hal gesham b'chagenu ala simin klala. Rabbi Yeshua said, "B'maisa, we don't want rain on Sukkot, it's a simin klala." Omer lo b'lezer, afani lo amarti v'yishol, I didn't mean to ask for rain. El ala haskir, just to mention it. Shem shetrias hameitzim masker kol hashona kula, ve'eino ela bizmano, kach maskirim gvuros gishonu kol hashona ve'eino bizmano. Bizmano. Just like we mentioned trias hameitzim a whole year, even though it's only going to happen once at some point, right? So too, we mention rain the whole time, even though we only want it at some specific point. Lefichach, according to Rebbe Lezer, in bol hasker kol hashona kula masker, if you want to, you could mention rain the whole year. But there's no chiyuv to mention it except close to the time that you begin to ask for it. Rashi, Gemara Gomrile, Rabbi Vold, Rabbi Lezer lo lomdan lulav. He had a tradition that Rabbi Lezer learned it from lulav, or he learned it from a brisa, masnis and shmiyalei. Rabbi Lezer gomer mi lulav. Mishas hanachaso, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that you start mentioning rain from the time you put the lulav down. Mayim shemavorchim bo. A miyom, I think it's a miyom. And yours, Gemara, says miyom? What? Mine says miyam, mayim. Miyom shemevorchim bo b'achrona, dahainu b'shvi. Right? Rashi doesn't mean, Tosaf says, doesn't mean that you start on the seventh day, because Rabbi Yeshua said the eighth day. It means from the time that you finish lulav, that next day already you start asking for rain. Arba minim halalu shebelulav esrik. Kach yishamim yehi masker kol hashana afilu b'mosachamim who wrote say yehi masker. You can mention rain the whole year if you want to. Okay. Rebbe Omer ani mishosha matzik l'sheila kach matzik l'haskara. When you stop asking, you stop mentioning too. That's what Rebbe says. So whenever you stop asking for rain, you stop mentioning rain too. You stop mashiva ruach when you stop the same talamot. Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Bisheni Bechagel Masker. Rabbi Yehuda Beseira says another shita, that you start mentioning rain on the second day, first day Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bishishi Bechagel Masker. Rabbi Akiva says you start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach on the sixth day of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ha'over Lefnei Ateva B'yontif Ha'achron Shol Chag Ha'achron Masker HaRishon Eino Masker. And Rabbi Yeshua says that the Bal Musaf on Shmini Atzeres start saying Mashiv HaRuach and not the Baal Shachris. Ubeyontif Rishon Shol Pesach HaRishon Masker HaAchron Eino Masker. On the first day of Pesach, the first one continues mentioning Mashiv HaRuach and the Baal Musaf stops saying Mashiv HaRuach. That's what we do. Let's just finish the Omer and then go. Shaper Komer Le Rabbi Lezer B'Yeshua. The Maestro Rabbi Lezer said good to Rabbi Yeshua, just like we say Trias HaMesim all the time, even though it only has one specific time. So we mention rain all the time, even though there's a specific time for rain too. Omer Lechor Rabbi Yeshua, Bishlam Trias HaMesim Maskir Dekula Yom Is Manihu. Trias HaMesim could come any time. It's only going to come once. Right? There's only going to be one Trias HaMesim. Right, but Lamaisa, it could come at any time, so we mention it all the time. But rain can't come all the time. We don't want it all the time. Right? It only has specific times that we want the cloud to come. Right? If the Tkufas Nisan, some say it means this month of Nisan, but it doesn't. It means when the Tkufa of Nisan is over, then rain is not a good thing. As long as it's still Tkufas Nisan, which goes into Iyar many times, rain is still okay. Sheneemar halok tzir chitim hayom, the time for the wheat harvest, which is way into what's it called Iyar. That's when between Pesach and Shavuos is when they harvest the wheat, because the barley is already harvested Pesach time. Rabbi Yehuda v'Seirom and Shmuel Hanavi told them that what they asked for a king was a bad thing, and he's going to prove it to them because there was going to be rain in the time of the wheat harvest, which is not a good thing. Okay, Rashi. We stop asking for rain on Pesach. Posek malahaskik v'ruach kishami. That's when you stop saying mashiv haruach. The hashtav amosis lememer imbo lahaskir kol hashona kula maskir. Ela b'yamos hachama eno maskir hoel ve'ein zmano at b'chag eno maskir hoel ve'lo shimin brachay. And mele, if you don't ask in the summer when you don't need rain, you don't ask in the time when the rain is a simin klala during Sukkot either. You don't mention it even in Sukkot. Ha'achron ha'mespal tefilas musaf. Ha'rishon ha'mespal tefilas yotzer. Eino maskir, v'shuv ein maskirin. At that point you stop mentioning mashiv haruach from the first day of Pesach and on. Shaper komer le'rav lezer v'shua, da'omer ki hechid maskirin t'chias ha'mesim kol ha'shona, ve'af agav de lo motas manayu, kach maskirin v'ruas g'shomim imrotze kol ha'shona. Just like you mentioned Tchias HaMeisim, even though the time didn't come yet, so we mentioned rain, even though the time didn't come yet. Uvechagno, miyafagav v'lav simin bracha, hein? Maskirin ho v'ein sho'alin. Right? You can still mention it, even though you don't ask, as long as you don't ask for it. Where it says, no, kol ha'emus v'ashins v'nayu. Tchias HaMeisim, any time could possibly be the time for Tchias HaMeisim. So it's kedai to mention it all the time. But rain, any time it comes, is not its proper time. The kibbutz the lav zman who ain't maskirin who adin b'chag. But rain, right? And you don't want it to come all the time. Okay. They say that some say the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel Gavi Tchias HaMeisim is, you know, Mashiach can come. The only thing is, it really makes Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim dependent on each other, which is not true. Mashiach is not the zman of Tchias HaMeisim necessarily. But according to this, they can make it the same. The Mashiach can come bismano. There's one specific time, so then that's a good kasha. Maisa, there's a specific time for Mashiach, and yet we mention it all the time, meaning the Tchias HaMeisim that will accompany Mashiach. But the Mashiach can come also be achishem, could come any time. There's a set time, but there's also an earlier time. It could be any time. So Rebbe Lezer went after the set time. And he said, you see, we mention it all the time, even though there's only one set time. And Rebbe Yeshua said, fine, there's one set time, but it could come earlier. And the others all the time could be Tchias HaMeisim. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to mention something else, because this goes into the next Amud too. The Maisa LaHalacha, we hold that, like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Baal Musaf on Shmini Atzeres starts saying what's it called, Mashiv HaRuach. So the question is why? Why not Shachris? Why not Marav before? Why Dafka the Baal Musaf? So Yerushalmi says that the reason I don't say it at night is because not everybody comes to shul for Marav. And therefore, some people will be saying and some people not, and want to make it where it's uniform. Everybody starts or stops at the same time. So Marav is out. So then Shachris. So Shachris also. People would think if they started Shachris and people came, they would think that they started already saying it the night before. So we make it at Musaf when everybody's already in shul, and they knew that Shachris didn't say it, so they knew we didn't start the night before. That's one reason. Second reason they say is that Dafka in Musaf, because people didn't come to shul Shachris either. Most people were in shul by Musaf. Others say that a person's das is not miyushav in his davening until after Kriyas HaTorah. Just like we start every tefillah with the Torah. We start out Mariv, right? You say Kriyashma, even if it's not Zman Kriyashma, it says you should say Kriyashma to Divrei Torah. Ashrei, we say, before Mincha, that you should be able to say tefillah mitol Divrei Torah. So until Kriyas HaTorah, person's das is not miyushav. They wanted that the beginning of Mashiv Aruch should be with a das miyushav. That's a second reason. Third reason is that the Yerushalmi says you need hachraza. The shliach tzibur has to announce first that that there's what's it called going to start Mashiv Aruch. If he doesn't announce it, then you don't start saying Mashiv Aruch. So some learn that that means that until Chazoras Hashatz, when he says Mashiv Aruch in davening, the tzibur does not say Mashiv Aruch. They only start saying Mashiv Aruch at Mincha. And the Shliach Tzibur says it in his tefillah. That's called the Hachraza. The others say that the Shliach Tzibur, before they start Tefillah Slachash, is Machriz. Some say Tzibur has to be the Shliach Tzibur. And if the Shliach Tzibur wasn't Machriz, then the Kahal doesn't say Mashiv Aruach. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if they weren't Machriz, and they started davening low, and somebody in his Shemoneh Esrei wrongly said Mashiv Aruach, said out loud. That's called the Hachraza. It doesn't have to be Davka, the Shliach Tzibur. And that's the minig. The minig is, and therefore some say that's why we started Musa. Because Shachris, you couldn't be Machris. You can't be Mafsik between Goal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. So you couldn't start before the Tfilas Lachash and announce Mashiv Aruach. So therefore, there was Davka in Musaf. And there's Taka Machlokas, whether the Hachraza, there has to be a Hachraza, or just the fact that you start davening Musaf is enough of a Hachraza that you're supposed to say Mashiv Aruach. And the minig is that we taka, what's it called, we taka Machriz in places where they don't say Tal before Shemoneh Esrei. They say Tal in Chazoras Hashatz. Before Tefillas Halachash, you have to announce, and therefore somebody who davens at home before the Tzibur, you don't have to hear the Hachraza. But if you daven and it's before the Hachraza, you don't say Mashiv Aruach. Somebody davens Musaf before the Tzibur davens Musaf, right? And he doesn't say Mashiv Aruach because there was no Hachraza.